Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf, which is Irvin Daf Tzadik Vav. We are 12 lines from the top of the Amid. The Gemara yesterday discussed the concept of Shabbos Zman Tfilin, that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that Tfilin are meant to be worn on Shabbos as well, not only during the Ma'is HaChayla in the weekdays, but during Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim as well. Says the Gemara, who is that man, the Amar, that holds that Tfilin are meant to be worn on Shabbos? Uman Shamas Le Shabbos is Man Tfilin. Whose Shita is this that holds that Tfilin are meant to be worn on Shabbos as well? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. It's actually Rabbi Akiva. Tesanya, we learned in a Braisa, the Pasuk says, V'shamarta sachuka azois. You meant to safeguard, to watch this law, l'moyada, miyamim yamima. To go ahead and fulfill this chayk in its appropriate time, miyamim yamima. Now, this pasuk actually is contained in the parasha of Kaddish Likol Bechor, which is one of the four parashas of our tefillin. Now, the psukim there discuss first the Karban Pesach, then proceeds to discuss tefillin, and then concludes with this pasuk, V'shamarta Sechuk HaZois, and Miyamim Yomima is referring to either one of those two. So, which one? Safeguard this law, this chayk, Miyamim Yomima, is it referring to Pesach or referring to tefillin? So the Braisa here begins with the shita of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, who maintains this reference. This V'shamarta Sechuka is referring to tefillin. And Miyamim Yomima is coming to teach us what is the appropriate time for laying tefillin. Miyamim Yomima, says the Gemara, Yomim V'loy Leilis, during days and not during nights. So there's no tefillin at night. Miyamim is coming to exclude something. Only some days are appropriate for tefillin. V'loy Kol Yomim, not all days. What are we coming to exclude? Prat L'Shabbosos, Yomim Tovim. Divi Rabbi Glili. So according to him, this pasuk is a reference to tefillin. It's coming to exclude nights and Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim. So according to him, tefillin is really a mitzvah, sasei shazman groma. It's a time-dependent mitzvah. It's only meant to be worn during certain times, during certain days. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Lo yinemar chuka zu el in Pesach b'lavad. He learns that this V'shamarta Sechuka HaZois is a reference not to tefillin, but rather to Pesach. And tefillin are meant to be worn all the time. Days, nights, weekdays, Shabbosos. Let's take a look at Rashi, which here is right off to the right. Beginning with the words, Elo L'inyan Pesach. Da'ayri bo le'el mina. So according to Bekiva, it's referring to Pesach, which is discussed earlier. V'hai miyamim yamima, mishana l'shana. The word Yomima is not in reference to days, rather to years. It's an annual mitzvah. The Metargeminon, as the Targum on the Pasuk says, Miyamim Yomima means Mizman Lizman, from time to time, meaning it's an annual mitzvah. Alma Medelei Dorish Rekiva Haikra B'Tfilin. So apparently, since according to Rekiva, this Pasuk is not in reference to Tfilin, then Tfilin has no limitations. Shema Mina, we learn from here, the sphere lay that he holds, Laila V'Shabbos is Man Tfilin. The Loikam and Ma'at Lukra. Continue with Kiva, evidently, went to wear Tfilin at night and on Shabbos because no Pasuk to be Ma'at. This Pasuk is actually not referring to Tfilin, it's referring to Pesach, which is meant to be fulfilled in Yamin Lamima, which means from year to year. So we have Alman Domer, Tzibbe Kiva, who holds that Shabbos is Man Tfilin. Says the Gemara, but if that's the case, then we have another kash. Ve'elohodesnan. If that's the case, then how do we understand the Mishnah, the beginning of Maseches Krisis, which provides a list of all the averis which entail kares? And the Mishnah tells us that there are actually two mitzvahs which entail kares. Although they're not mitzvahs lois asei, they involve neglect of a mitzvahs esei. It says the mission like this, it's not a Pesach v'amila. So these two are the Karban Pesach, Or mila, if a person neglects these two things, it's a mitzvah saseh, which by neglecting the mitzvah saseh in this case is a curse. So it's a chiddush because although there's no chatos, if a person inadvertently neglects these mitzvahs, a chatos is specific to mitzvah leis saseh. Nevertheless, there's curse if a person would ignore karm pesach and mila. So the fact that this Mishnah references Pesach to mitzvahs esei and not to a lav, lemad like Rabbi Kiva. Perhaps it's inconsistent with Rabbi Kiva. Why? Dear Rabbi Kiva, because according to Rabbi Kiva, Kiva the mukilah of a Pesach. Since he applied that pasuk that we discussed earlier, v'shamata esachuk azois, he applied it to carbon Pesach. If that's the case, lav nami ika. Then why does the Mishnah Krisis merely describe it as involving a mitzvah's essay? It would appear that there's a love involved as well. Why? Because what word does the Pasuk use? Vishamarta Sachuka. The word Shmira equals Loisase. Why? Kedarab Abin Omar Beloy. Just as he told us, the Omar Abin Omar Beloy. Kol Malkim Shenamar Hishamer Pen Va'al. Whenever you find a reference to one of these three terms, Hishamer, or Pen, or Al, these are three different descriptions of Loisase. Einai Ela B'Loisase. So the fact that the Pasuk, in reference to Korban Pesach, uses the word Vishamarta, apparently there's a Loisase, like Korban Pesach as well. So according to Rabbi Kiva, Pesach really entails a lois essay and doesn't seem to be consistent with that Mishnah that Pesach only involves an essay. It says Ma'afilu Tamer Rekiva. Certainly that Mishnah increases can be following even Rekiva's Shita. Just because the Pesach uses the word Vishamarta doesn't necessarily mean it becomes a lois essay, because Vishamarta merely means to safeguard. And if it's coming to safeguard a mitzvah lois essay, yeah, then it becomes a lois assay, meaning the Torah is telling you, look, be careful, don't do this. That results in a lois assay. But if the Torah is telling you, look, be careful to fulfill this, then it doesn't automatically turn into a lois assay. It doesn't become a negative commandment. Actually, it's just reinforcing the positive mitzvah. I feel the Tamer Akiva, he shomer the lav, lav. When the Pasuk uses the word shmira, in reference to something you're meant to avoid, refrain from doing, yeah, that turns into a lav. But he shomer the essay, asay. And Torah is telling you, look, v'shamarta sachuk hazois, safeguard this chayk, do, fulfill, b'makai mitzvahs Pesach. That doesn't turn into a lois asay. Torah is merely strengthening and reinforcing the mitzvahs asay. So it works very well with that Mishnah Krisis, that all Pesach has is mitzvahs asay. Okay. Continues the Gemara. So you mean to say, according to Rekiva, who went to wear tefillin at night, and during Shabbos and Yom Tov, really? V'savar v'kiva Shabbos mantfilinu? Does he hold that we went to wear tefillin on Shabbos? V'atani, we have another braisa where Rekiva clearly tells us that's not the case. So it's actually not from that pasuk of a shamarta zachukah, because that's in reference to Karban Pesach, not tefillin. But there's another drasha from another pasuk which teaches us that tefillin are not meant to be worn on Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'atani Rekiva imer. Perhaps a person is meant to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Talmud Leimar. The Pasuk teaches us, the tefillin is meant to be an indicator, an ois, of your connection to Hashem. Misha tzrich nois only applies to days that require this indicator. Yotzu elu. As opposed to these, what do you mean these? Shabbos, Yom Tov, Shein Gufan Ois, they themselves are inherently demonstrators of your connection to Hashem. You don't need an additional indicator. You don't need an additional sign of your connection to Hashem and your commitment to Hashem's Torah. So tefillin don't need to be worn, are not meant to be worn on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's take a look at Rashi. It's about 10 lines down from where we're holding right now. Actually begins with the words Misha Tzrichen Ois. So those days, Yomim, she Yisrael Tzrichen, Lahamed Ois Al Atzman. Only those days that Yisrael need to go ahead and display and advertise a sign, an indicator, lahakir shemachzikim b'torah sikur shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, to indicate that they steadfastly fulfill Hashem's Torah, then you need that tefillin to make that ois. Yotzu shabbos yom tovim shein atzman ois ben Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. This comes to exclude Shabbos and Yantiv, which in themselves provide that indicator, that sign of connection between Hashem and Yisrael. D'chsiv ki oisi b'ni b'neichem. There's another passage which says, by Shabbos ki oisi l'oilam, oisi l'oilam. So, Shabbos and Yantiv themselves, the fact that we keep Shabbos, refrain from Malach, etc., that itself is the biggest indicator, that sign, that ois, that we keep Hashem's Torah. And the tefillin not meant to be worn those days. So this is following Shitzer Bekiva, who clearly tells us that no, Shabbos is not a time for tefillin. So evidently he is not the Tana of our Mishnah that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. Says the Gemara, Elo Haitanu. Apparently it's the following Tanya. The Sanya, we learned in a Braisa, Haneir Balayla, one who was actually up at night. So, Rotza Choylitz, if he wishes, he can wear tefillin, he can remove his tefillin. Rotza Meniach, if he wishes, he can put on tefillin. Divrei Rabbi Nosson, so according to him, tefillin are meant to be worn at night as well. Yoinasan Hakitoini Yoimer, Ey Manichim Tefillin Balayla. He holds, no, tefillin are not meant to be worn at night. Says the Gemara. Now let's analyze the Shita of Rabbi Nosson. Mid Delayla, Litanakama's man tefillin. From the fact that according to the Tanakama, which is Rabbi Nosson, tefillin are meant to be worn at night. So, apparently, he doesn't have that drasha of a shamarta, sachuka zoi, slama yadam, yamima, in reference to tefillin, coming to exclude nights, he holds, Laila is a time for tefillin. If that's the case, then Shabbos namizman tefillin. Apparently, he holds that Shabbos is also izman for tefillin. Because if you don't have that pasuk to be mamait nights, then we don't have a pasuk to be made Shabbosis either. So look, we found an address. Amand the Amar holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. Says the Gemara, no. How do you know to connect the two things? V'du masverle laila is man tefillin. Perhaps he holds, yeah, tefillin at night are meant to be worn. But Shabbos loves man tefillin. However, when it comes to Shabbos, perhaps he holds, no, tefillin are not meant to be worn on Shabbos. Why? The Hashamina Lei Rabbi Kiva, because we found the same exact phenomena with Rabbi Kiva. First, he said the Amar Laila is man tefillin. He said that Laila is his man tefillin. How do we know that? Because he held that there's no pasuk to be mamayit night. Right? Rabbi Kiva was the one who held that the pasuk of Yamima is not in reference to tefillin, rather in reference to Pesach. So there was no pasuk to be mamayit tonight. But when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos loves man tefillin. He certainly agreed that Shabbos is not a time for tefillin, not from the pasuk of miyamim yamima, but from the other pasuk of ois. Right. So we have another pasuk to exclude Shabbos as yamim tovim. So perhaps Rabbi Nosson will hold the same. Although when it comes to nights, there's no mead for leilos. Because that pasuk of Veshamata Sachukazois, Yamima is not in reference to tefillin, so there's no pasuk to exclude nights. But when it comes to Shabbos, we have another pasuk, Vayilach Alois Al Yantcha, that only days that require ois, but Shabbos and Yantav are not included in that. So we still don't really have a Mando Amar who clearly holds that Shabbos is a time for tefillin. Ela Haitanu. Apparently it's the following Tanya. The Sanya Michal Baskushi. Michal, a daughter of Cushi. Who's Cushi? Shol HaMelech. Why Cushi? The Gemara tells us elsewhere, just as a dark-skinned fellow is unique with his pigment. Likewise, Shol HaMelech was a tzaddik and unique in his righteousness. So, the daughter, Michal Bas Cushi, Hoysa Manachas Tfilin, she would wear Tfilin. V'loi Michal B'Chachamim. Chacham didn't object. V'ishti shel Yoina, the wife of Yoina, Yoina Hanavi, ha'isa oyla l'regel, she would cut up to Beis HaMikdash, v'alei l'regel, v'loi micha b'chachamim, chacham didn't protest. It says the Gemara, v'loi micha b'chachamim, the fact that the chacham had no problem with it, Alma, apparently they hold Kesavri mitzvahs aseh shaloyaz man gromahi. Apparently they hold that these mitzvahs, now let's take a look at tefillin first. It's not a time-dependent mitzvah. It's not something which is meant to be fulfilled only during days and not nights, during weekdays and not Shabbos. Otherwise it would be considered a mitzvah shazman grom, which is time-dependent, from which perhaps women are exempt. The fact that they didn't protest, they allowed them to fulfill these mitzvahs, they allowed Michal Bas Kushi to wear tefillin. Apparently they hold it's an all-encompassing mitzvah. Tefillin are meant to be worn all time, 24/7. And therefore women are not exempt. And therefore they didn't object to wearing tefillin, because otherwise they should have been meicha. It's bal taisiv. You're adding to your obligations, which is an issur. So here we have a shita that holds tefillin is an all-encompassing mitzvah. Shabbos, weekday, day, night. And apparently this Brisa, this Tan in the Brisa, will be the Tan of Al-Mishnah. Let's take a look on Rashi inside. Six lines from the bottom of the Amud. It says Rashi, Bas Kushi, Michal Bas Kushi was Bas Shok, Dechsev al Divrei Kush ben Mini, Dainu Shok, Damini Be'elu Magalchen. The Pasuk calls Shok with the term Kush to highlight his Tzidkus. So they didn't object, V'lo Yimichal B'chachamim. Davikei Tesefas al Divrei Torah. Perhaps it's considered to be adding to the return. No, they had no problem with it. Why would it be considered adding? Shapatra Noshim, it's just Man Grom. Because the Torah clearly exempts women from fulfilling mitzvahs that are time dependent. Likewise, we find that the Ishtai shall yoina ben amitai, she would be a little regal, and the Chacham would not meicha. So apparently, says the Gemara, that they hold that tefillin is a mitzvah that says, Shalloy Azman Grom. Alma mitzvah tefillin kol shah, gamba laila, gamba Shabbos. It's meant to be fulfilled all times, Shabbos, a night. Why the imafka schad? Because if you would exclude any of those, havilu zman kavur, then the mitzvah would only apply during a certain set time, would be considered mitzvah says, Shazman Groma, and Nashon would be potter, and they should have been meicha, they should have objected, not allowed them to do these mitzvahs. So apparently the Tanah here holds that the Chachamim there held that it was not a time-dependent mitzvah, and tefillin are meant to be worn on Shabbos as well. Says that we're not so fast, but Dilma perhaps, Savarla, Reb Yosi, this Tanah of the Brayse that we just learned, perhaps holds like Reb Yosi. The Amar Noshim Samechus Rishus. He said like this, although the Pasuk clearly is memayt women from Smicha. Smicha is leaning on the carbon, which is really something you're not meant to do. One is not meant to lean on a carbon. It's called avoid the bekachim, deriving a no pleasure from a carbon. But it's for the sake of mitzvah. Smicha is one of the is part of the process of the akrava. Then yeah, you're meant to do it, but only if you're obligated to do it. Somebody who's potter from smicha, such as noshim, Rashi brings the pasuk, bnei Yisrael, it's excluding women. So how can they go ahead and do smicha? No, Rabbi Yossi says they can. Noshim soimches rishus. They can do it voluntarily. Even though they're not mechuyev, but they can connect themselves. They can apply themselves to the mitzvah. Even though there's no real obligation. So perhaps this Tana, who described Micha Bas Shol as wearing tefillin, is found Rabbi Yossi's shita. That although tefillin is a time-dependent mitzvah, it is mitzvah seishas man gram, because it's not tefillin on Shabbos. And Nashim are really potter. But they can go ahead and involve themselves in mitzvahs that there's no chiyuv for them to do. Just as smicha. They can do it rishus, voluntarily. And that's why there was no objection from the Chachamim to the fulfillment of mitzvah tefillin. Says Gemara, d'ilei teimachi, because if you want to follow this way of reasoning, how are you going to explain the ishtei shel yoina? Ishtei shel yoina is a oyla l'regel. She would go up the regal, below Michaba, and nobody objected. Now, Mikalamanda Omar, regal, love mitzvah azeh, shazman gromahu, is there anybody in the world that's going to tell you that mitzvah aliyah the regal, which only applies during specified times of Yom Tov, is not considered to be a mitzvah azeh, shazman gromahu? Of course it is. There's no question that it is. So why then would they not moicha in her being early the regal? So you must apply this reason. Elokasava Rishus. Apparently he holds that an isha can do it voluntarily. Hachanami rishos. Likewise, when it comes to tefillin, although it is perhaps a mitzvah sas se shazman grama, but an isha can go ahead and fulfill even this type of mitzvah voluntarily. So, at the end of the day, we don't have a clear source of a man d'omar who would hold that tefillin is not a mitzvah sas se shazman grama, that tefillin is meant to be worn on Shabbos, and we're still looking for a tana of almish. Ela haitanahi, it's actually the following tana, which indeed seems to hold that tefillin is a mitzvah sasei shelo yazman groma. It's not a time-dependent mitzvah, and it's meant to be worn at night and on Shabbos as well, and that will be the tana of almish. The sanya hamaita tefillin, person finds tefillin out in the open, he's meant to go ahead and bring it back into town to salvage it, save it from getting ruined, desecrated. Some way to tefillin, machnis and zukzuk. He goes and brings them in one pair at a time. We're speaking about on Shabbos. Echad ish vechad isha, whether a man or whether a woman. Echad chadoshois vechad ishonis, whether they appear to be new, never worn, and it's not clear that they're even tefillin. Vechad ishonis, whether they appear to have been worn, as we explained in the Mishnah, we're speaking about straps that are really not tied right now. But if you take a closer look, perhaps you can see that they were formed into the Kesher Shel Tefillin, which is the Shin, which is the Dal and the Yud. So Chadoshes means you don't really see whether they were tied as Tefillin, in which case perhaps you're concerned that they're not even Tefillin. Perhaps a person designed his Kamiya's amulet in a Tefillin shape. Vechad Yishanis means you see clearly that it was used as Tefillin. In either case, you can go ahead and wear them, bring them in to town to safeguard those Tefillin, the very mayor, because he's not concerned that they're considered to be perhaps they're amulets. He's not concerned, as we're going to discuss a bit later in the Gemara. Rabbi Eiser b'chadoshes. Rabbi says you can't do it when you found tefillin which were not apparently used, which are not apparently tefillin, not clearly used as tefillin. However, when it comes to yishanis umati b'yishanis, he allows one to wear the tefillin which were old, meaning clearly discernible. Clearly and visibly tefillin. So that's machlokes b'Rabbi Yehuda pertaining to this side question. But when it comes to who is allowed to do this, is it specific to a man who has mitzvah tefillin, or even an isha can go ahead and wear this tefillin even on Shabbos to bring it back into town to salvage the tefillin, and we consider it to be derech malbush, we consider it to be like an ornament, we don't consider this to be like a load. All agree that an isha and an isha are equal when it comes to that. Ad kan loy pligi, the machlokes only pertains to the b'chadash v'yishonis when it comes to this issue of new or old. I will be isha, but when it comes to allowing a woman to wear the tefillin, loy pligi, all agree that she can do so. Shema mina, apparently, we hear from this that mitzvah sha'asei shelo yazman gromo. That tefillin is not a time-dependent mitzvah. V'chol mitzvah sha'asei shelo yazman gromo, no shem chayomis. And that's why, as we know, Mrs. Sasha Lezman Grandma, women are chayiv, and therefore she can wear the tefillin even on Shabbos to bring it back into town. The Gemara is assuming that if an isha would be potter from tefillin, then we wouldn't allow her to strap on the tefillin and bring it into town. It would be considered like a load. It wouldn't have a din of a malbush. So what do we see from here? That apparently tefillin are meant to be worn on Shabbos, and it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman grom and nashim achayiv, and that's why she can bring it into town. Says the Gemara, one second, why can't we apply the same teretz as we did earlier? V'dilma savel karbiyasi. Perhaps Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda both hold that actually tefillin are not meant to be worn on Shabbos. It's a time-dependent mitzvah. Why do we allow the isha to wear tefillin in order to bring it back into town on Shabbos? But do myself like Rabbi Yosi, perhaps he holds like Rabbi Yosi. The Omar Noshim Samchas Rishus. So just as Rabbi Yosi held that an isha can go ahead and lean on the curb, and even though she's not really obligated to do so, she can do that. There's no concern of using the curb, perhaps a Bal Toisif. There's no concerns because an isha can do so voluntarily. The Torah allows for that, even though there's no chiv, but they can go ahead and do a mitzvah voluntarily. So just as that's applied to smicha, it can be applied to tefillin as well, or to any other mitzvah, say shazman groma. And Isha can voluntarily decide to fulfill tefillin as well, even though she's not mechuyev in tefillin. And being that she has the ability to do so during the weekdays, so based on that, we regard the tefillin, even in reference to an Isha, as an ornament, as a malbush, because she could go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah if she chooses to do so. So that perhaps explains why an Isha can wear tefillin on Shabbos in order to bring it back to town. Don't bring a right from here that tefillin are meant to be worn on Shabbos and it's not time dependent and therefore Isha is chayv. No, it's not meant to be worn on Shabbos. It is azman grama, and Isha is really potter. But just as by smicha, Yosi holds that an Isha can go ahead and voluntarily do smicha, even though she has no chiyuv, likewise at tefillin, she has the ability to wear tefillin during weekdays. So since she has that ability, then tefillin, even with regards to women, attains the status of a takshet. And therefore on Shabbos, should she choose to wear tefillin to bring them into town, it is not considered to be a load. Says him, you can't adopt this approach. Why? The lawyer of Meir Sovlek Rabbi Yosi, because your mayor doesn't appear to hold like Rabbi Yosi that the Isha has the ability to fulfill Rishus voluntarily. Likewise, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Rabbi Yosi Shita. How do we know? Rabbi does not conform to Rabbi Yosi Shita. The Snan, a ma'akvenes ha'tenoikis mitkoya. So, on Rosh Hashanah, Bezen doesn't prevent the young boys from blowing the shofar. So generally, we're not meant to blow a shofar unnecessarily. So after the man fulfills the mitzvah, we're not meant to blow more. More tells us because it's the shvus midrabanan. We're not meant to do so. But little boys, we don't prevent. Gemara there speaks about it and tells us they give the reason because of chinuch. So we're not meant to prevent them. Ha nashim ma'akvim. We have an inference here. Fine, tinoikis we allow, but women who choose to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we don't allow them to do so. Apparently, because they have no chiyuv to blow shofar. Shofar is a mitzvah, shazman grom. It's a time-dependent mitzvah. And we don't want them to blow because, as Rashi says, nirois kimoy sifois. It appears like they're adding to her fulfillment to obligations. It's about toysif. So that's the mission of Rosh Hashanah. Women are prevented from doing something they're meant to do, that they have no obligation to do. Ustamasi, this is Rameir. The mission here is an anonymous Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah, which is presumed to be Rameir. So here we have a Rameir who doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosi. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, an Isha can choose to blow Shofar Rosh Hashanah, although she has no Chiv, but she can do so because she has the ability to be Makai Mitzvah, Rishos, voluntarily. So there would be no reason to prevent them from blowing, but according to the Mishnah there is an Isha for women to blow, apparently. They can't go ahead and connect to those mitzvahs, even voluntarily. Say, who you find Rav Meir who doesn't hold Rav Yosi? That's one. V'lo Rav Yehuda sovlek Rav Yosi. Likewise, Rav Yehuda as well doesn't hold Rav Yosi. That an Isha can do something rishus, even though she's not obligated. The Sanya. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'samach. This is the pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra. Speak to bnei Yisrael. And the pasuk there says, v'samach yodai. He's meant to go ahead and lean his hand, his whole body, on the carpet. And the drush is as follows. Bnei Yisrael semchen. Only Bnei Yisrael, the men, are meant to do smicha. Ve'im Bnei Yisrael semchen, as opposed to women, are not meant to do smicha. So this is Danakama. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Nashim semches rishus. Although women are potter, but they can, if they choose to do so, they can be do smicha voluntarily. Now, who is the Tanakama? Ustam Sifra Mani. There's a Bryce in Teres Kanem, which is called Sifra. Who's the Stam, the anonymous Bryce here? Rabbi Yehuda. It's presumed to be Rabbi Yehuda. So here we have Shitz Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't agree to Rabbi Yosi. He holds that Bnei Yisrael can't, even if they choose to do so, they can't do Smicha. So apparently Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda don't agree with Rabbi Yosi's concept. Then Noshim are allowed to do mitzvahs, even though they're not chayv to do them. If that's the case, how can they go ahead? When they find tefillin out in the field, they can go and wear those tefillin, bring it back to the town. How can Rav Meir and Yud allow that? Why isn't it considered to be like a maaser, like a, just a like a typical load? Now you can't say it's because the Isha has the ability to wear tefillin during weekdays. She doesn't. She's not allowed to do something which she's not obligated to do. It appears like Baal Tosef. So the very fact that we allow an Isha to salvage tefillin by wearing the tefillin on Shabbos is the strongest indicator that according to Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, tefillin is not a mitzvah, it's not a time-dependent mitzvah. Why is that? Apparently they hold. Tefillin are meant to be worn at night, as well as on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. And since it's an all-encompassing mitzvah, it applies to women as well as men, and therefore an Isha as well can wear these tefillin on Shabbos, because she's chayv in tefillin. And therefore, it's not considered to be a masui. So conclusion, we have three shittos regarding this man tefillin. Basically, holds nights, Shabbos, and Yom Tovim are excluded from the pasuk of Miyamim Yamima. Rav Akiva holds nights are included in the mitzvah. Shabbos and Yom Tov are excluded from the pasuk Ayvahalacha Lois. According to Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, nights and Shabbos and Yom Tovim are included in the chiyuv of tefillin, and indeed they seem to be the authors of our Mishnah, which holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hamoitzei Tcheles B'Shuk. If a person should find blue wool out in the street, he'd like to use them for his tzitzis, as Rashi explains. They need to be dyed lishma, with the intent to be used for mitzvah tzitzis. Otherwise, they are unsuitable for mitzvah tzitzis. So what happens to this blue wool we found in the street? Says Rabbi Elazar, depends. Lishoinais. If they're wads of combed wool, psulis, then they're unsuitable for tzitzis, perhaps. They were not dyed with the intent to be used for tzitzis. Chutin, ksher. If he finds threads, blue threads, then they're kosher. Because apparently they were fashioned for the sake of tzitzis. So it's a maishnal ishoinis. What's wrong with these wads of combed wool? Why are they not suitable? We suspect, we're concerned that adata de glima tzavino. He dyed them to be used for his glima, for his garment. If that's the case, chutin nami. Threads as well. Neima adata de glima tzavino. Perhaps he dyed them and he produced them. Tavino means he spun them. So he produced them for the sake of his garment. So fine, they're already formed into threads, into strings, but maybe he has in mind to use it for his glima, for his garment. How do you know it was done for the sake of his tzitzis? It says on b'shezurim. So shezurim is you take smaller strands and you spin it into thicker threads, into thicker strings, which indicates that it was done for the sake of tzitzis. Why then would he go ahead and make these thicker threads, thicker strings? So apparently, the point and purpose here was to use it for his tzitzis, and therefore it's kosher. Shezimah shezurim nami, even when they're shazer, neima data, the sifsa, the glima, aifino. Even when he found these thicker threads, perhaps it wasn't for the sake of tzitzis that he produced them, Neima, let's say, adata de sifsa de glima. It was for the sake of using them for the sfas habega, the edge, the hem of his garment. Aifino, that's why he folded them. That's why he double spun them. So these thicker threads are meant to be used, perhaps, for a person's hem. And not for the, it wasn't for the sake of tzitzis. B'mov sakin. We're speaking that he found cut threads. And when he finds the threads in this fashion, it appears that it was produced for the sake of tzitzis. Why? Why else would he go ahead and cut the thread? And in order to use it for his hem, he would have to go ahead and retie them and put them back together. Why would he do that? The kuli haivadai, to such extent, certainly loy terchi inchi, people don't trouble themselves, go through this unnecessary effort to go ahead and cut them to this certain size and then go ahead and tie them back together and use them for the hem of his beged. So, although there's a chance that maybe he had some reason that he wanted his hem to have threads of this specific size and shape, but it's not probable. Why would a person exert himself unnecessarily? And it's more likely that they were produced for the sake of tzitzis. They were dyed lishma and a kasher. Amar Rava. So Rava challenged this. So you say a person wouldn't unnecessarily exert himself. Not necessarily so. V'chi adam tereach lasis kimia kaint film. Do you propose that a person would just unnecessarily exert himself to go ahead and make a kimia, this amulet, mint film to appear like tefillin? Is that logical? Certainly not. But we learned in our Mishnah that we suspect, we're concerned about that chance. Where do we see that? This is not, we learned in our Mishnah. So a person finds tefillin out in the sudden, he's allowed to wear it back into town. When is this applied? Be shamis. When these tefillin appear to have been formed, been used, been prepared for tefillin. Abu Bachadash, when they're new, in which case there's no indication that they were used for tefillin, that they were produced for the sake of tefillin, that they're even tefillin, perhaps they're amulets. Potter, then he's potter. He doesn't wear them back into town. Now, although we have perfectly shaped tefillin here, but if we have no raya, these are really tefillin, perhaps they're really amulets. Now, what are the chances that a person takes his amulet and forms it in the shape of a tefillin? Very, very slim chance. Apparently the Mishnah is concerned about even that chance. So we see that a person perhaps would exert himself unnecessarily. And that creates a concern for us. We don't allow him to go ahead and carry this tefillin. So likewise, when it comes to the threads which were chopped in a certain manner, which appears that they were prepared for tchelas, not necessarily was that the kavanah, perhaps. It was not for the sake of tchelas, rather for the sake of his garment. In which case, you should not be allowed to use them for tzitzis. Amar Rab Zera la'avabre. So Rab Zera heard this kasha. He turned to his son, whose name was Ava, and he said, look, Pike, go outside, Tanilu, go teach them a braisa, which actually supports Rab Elazar, that when we have indication that the thing was prepared properly, we don't go ahead and suspect perhaps it was for the sake of just some other use and there was some tircha, unnecessary tircha, that a person exerted himself. No, we're not worried about that. We have a braisa which says clearly, b'shuk, a person finds blue wool out in the street, l'shonis psulim, if they're combed clumps of wool, yeah, they're possible for the tchelas, because we don't know if it was dyed for the sake of tchelas. But chutim of sucking kshir, when he finds these cut threads, then they're kasha. Lefi she'ein adam tereich. Because we have no reason to think that a person just was matriach himself to go ahead and form these threads, perfectly sized threads, for anything other than tchelas. So we have a riot to bless. Amar Rava, so Rava responded, "Umishum de tanila Ava braid Reb Zera." Just because Ava, the son of Reb Zera, taught this braisa, kipi talula, did he hang up diamonds on this braisa? Meaning, fine, we have a braisa which supports Reb Elazar, that we're not concerned about a person unnecessarily exerting himself. The fact that they were formed, shaped in this manner, indicates that they were done for the sake of tzitzis. We have a braisa, fine, but what about our Mishnah, which indicates otherwise? And the Mishnah is certainly superior to a braisa. That's none. V'med v'mamurim yishomais. Ava b'chadosh is potter. When do we wear these tefillin on Shabbos? Only when they're old. But when they're new tefillin, you're potter. You're not meant to wear them. To salvage them, to bring them back into town. Why? Because we're concerned that they are not tefillin. Perhaps they're a kamiya. Even though they're shaped as tefillin. Because perhaps, for some odd reason, he decided to produce his kamiya to look like tefillin. So we have a braisa, we have a mishnah. That a person perhaps is matriach himself. Elam a Rava, rather Rava says like this. Look, it's actually Machlekes Tanaim. Torach, v'lo torach. The question of whether or not a person is matriach himself to form his kamiya to look like tefillin, to produce his ordinary threads to look like tzitzis. It's a Machlekes Tanaim. Whether we're concerned about that chance. Tanoi, what's the Machlekes? The Sanya. How much is it tefillin? Machlekes and Zug. Person finds tefillin out in the field. You carry them in one pair at a time. Echad isha. This is the braisa we brought earlier. So whether a man, whether a woman, Echad chadashois ve'echad yishanois. So according to our mayor, whether new or old, there's no concern that they're anything but film. Why? Because the person is not tireach to go make his kmiyah to look like film. So apparently, Reb Lezer follows Reb Meir's shita. Reb Yehuda oisir b'chadashis. He says if they're new, you can't wear them in. Umatir b'yishanis. When they're old, yes. Alma apparently marasavar tarachinish. Reb Yehuda holds perhaps a person is matriach himself. In this case, he's perhaps decided to form his kamiya to look like tefillin. Therefore, unless you're absolutely sure, you have indication that it's tefillin, you can't wear it on Shabbos. Ramea holds, a person is not matriach. Let's not assume that a person goes ahead and produces his kamiya to look like tefillin. And therefore, Ramea holds, whether they're new or old, you have no reason to assume, to suspect they're anything other than tefillin. Wear them in, no problem. And apparently, Reb Lezer, who likewise holds that when these threads appear like they're produced for tchilah, there's no reason to assume otherwise, and they're kosher to be used for tzitzis. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We have three shittas regarding zman tefillin. Rabbi Yitzchak Lili holds that from the pasuk of miyomim yomima, we have might nights, because yomim leilelis, and miyomim only on certain days, we have might Shabbos and Yontif, because according to him, the pasuk of a shamata zachuka zois miyom yomima is in reference to tefillin. According to Rabbi Kiva, that pasuk is in reference to Pesach, not to tefillin. Therefore, according to him, nights are considered zman tefillin. Shabbos and Yontif is a different story because we have another pasuk. Tefillin are meant to be a sign of our connection to Hashem. Yotzu Shabbos is v'yom tovim shehin gufanois. Shabbos and Yontif don't require this supplemental sign of tefillin. They themselves are inherently an ois, and therefore are excluded from its tefillin. Finally, we have Rav Meir Abuda. And the fact that they allow an isha to salvage tefillin by means of wearing them on Shabbos indicates that they hold tefillin is an all-encompassing mitzvah. Nights, Yomtiv, Shabbos included, and therefore Nashem Achayev, and is not considered to be a load if they wear it on Shabbos. We concluded with the person who finds a tefillin, according to our mayor, whether new or old, you can wear them in, because according to him, a person won't unnecessarily be matriach himself to form his, produce his amulets to appear like tefillin. So we have all rights to assume this thing is tefillin. And likewise, Reb Lezer holds, if a person finds tchilis out in the street, if they're threads, if they're shazer, they're spun as thicker strings, which appear to have been produced for the sake of tchelas, they're mefsakan, they're cut into pieces. So we have all indicators that they were produced for the sake of tzitzis. In that case, they're kasha to be used for tzitzis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, well, if these tefillin are chadashis, in which case we have no indicator that they were produced for the sake of tefillin, perhaps they're just a kamiya, then you can't wear them in. If they're yeshanis, then you can, according to Rabbi Yehuda. We are concerned that a person is matriach himself unnecessarily, and he just decided for some reason or other to form his amulet in the shape of a tefillin, and therefore you can't wear them in on Shabbos. We learned about Noshim regarding mitzvahs to say Shahazman Grama. According to Rabbi Yossi, an Isha has the ability to fulfill those mitzvahs voluntarily. According to Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda, she does not. And the Tesis actually brings that we follow Rabbi Yossi's Shita, that an Isha can do these mitzvahs voluntarily, she can do smicha on the carbon, etc. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam holds that an isha can actually make a bracha on all mitzvahs to say, shazman groma.